Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 27th of July. Starting off with Bilby, where we've had a little break there of the line of resistance from the beginning of the year, around 20 pence. Also gap through the 50-day moving average at 18.95 pence. It's one of our favourite signals, the gap through the 50-day line. And really, it looks like we've bounced off the floor of this rising trend channel from the beginning of the year, above 17 pence, and the price channel floor looking for as high as 43 or 44 pence over the next month or so. Obviously, it looks rather ambitious at the moment, but after that extended consolidation and breakout, there could be pent-up technical moves there. ECR Minerals, a firm favourite amongst retail investors now after the recent... Or even before the recent gains, actually, they were going on about it for quite a while. Current situation is that we've hit I suppose that was the initial target there at 2.3 pence, and looking to see what could be next for the shares. At this stage, probably up to that line of resistance there from March last year at 3.5 pence would be the perceived destination, and that's valid especially while we hold above the broken resistance line there, the upper parallel of that trend channel from last year at 2.3 pence. Probably stop loss just back below 2 pence, roughly where the initial highs of July were earlier in the month, and as long as we're above 2 up to 3.5, with ideally 2.3 pence at the end of day close or weekly close this week. Another very strong-looking situation is Goldstone Resources. Here we've had a bull flag breakout after the little consolidation there was at the end of last week. So breaking that midweek peak from last week at 8.75 pence, end-of-day close above that today, could be enough to take the shares on to the next stage of their rally, which would be the top of the rising February trend channel as high as 16 pence. This stage, really back below the old June resistance, just around the 8 pence level, really delaying the upside scenario. Another strong play today is Goldplat. Here we've got a breakout of the recent range, one which looks to be quite healthy, especially with, combined with the rest of the chart, which was basically the highlight here, that as yet unfilled gap to the upside from January. Even though the shares tried to retrace that, they never did. So that's a big plus point for the stock. All the near-term moving averages are rising now, so it's just a matter of trying to work out what the trajectory is here. Looks as though we're in a rising trend channel from January, top of the channel heading towards 9.5 or maybe 10 pence over the next couple of months. And that's valid really while we hold above the 50-day moving average, currently at 5.42 in the floor of the channel just below that. Stock which is a bit of a repeat, but looks you'll see why I've included it again today. I was really looking for an end-of-day close for Gunsind above 0.8 pence. That would be something that I suggest that if we break and hold above that, the target here could be the top of the rising trend channel from January up to 1.8 pence. Only thing left for cautious bulls really is a clearance of the 200-day moving average at 0.91. Maybe that would be the best momentum trigger for those who are not already in that situation. Carelion is next, and obviously gold stocks are on fire at the moment, but it looks like some of the magic has spread over to the diamond area as well. Here we've got basically a gap through the 200-day moving average the week before last, and just filling the gap there from the beginning of June at 4 pence as well. So it looks like the shares are on their way, probably at least towards that resistance line projection from December, at the top of a broadening triangle, and the upside value while we hold above the 200-day line at 2.8 pence, and target there around 6.25 pence over the next 1 to 2 months for Carelion. Stock which I've covered a couple of times before recently, and keeps on looking quite encouraging, is Maestrano Group. Still in this rather wide flag between 6 and nearly 9 pence, but end of day close through the top of the that flag, and the next destination for the shares could be as high as 14 pence, which is a line of resistance from this time last year. Stop loss on the buy argument at the moment, back below the 20-day moving average, and the gap floor, the flag floor rather, at 6.15 pence. Lots of people going very keen on N4 Pharma around a Twitter area, so I couldn't resist looking at it again. Looks particularly good today with this V-shaped bull flag. All the near-term moving averages rising, and an end-of-day close above the top of the flag at 5.5 pence today should be more than enough to, or 5.8 pence in fact, should be more than enough to take the shares up to the top of that rising trend channel from August last year at 9.5, which after so much consolidation over recent months, I think would be much appreciated by all the fans of that particular stock. Oriol is next, and here another bull flag breakout with all the near-term moving averages rising again. I covered this quite recently, but the view at this stage is at least while we're above 0.35 to 0.4 pence, looking for a March resistance line projection as high as 0.7 or 0.8 pence over the next month or so. In fact, that line heading towards 0.85. So quite decent upside on the cards there. Only really back below the 50-day line and that March support line around 0.35, really delaying the upside scenario. Someone on Twitter questioned if anybody looked at the chart of Petropavlovsk recently. Well, here it is. And although it's a bit of a three steps forward, two steps back type of affair, especially with the June to July move there, it looks as though with the pretty comprehensive break of that June peak at 34 pence, so we're finally on our way above 34 pence, looking towards 52, 53 pence at that December resistance line projection. So quite a long way to go. Still on the upside. I suppose the problem with this stock is it's not really one for jobbing. It's a more of a buy and hold and keep on holding. The final stock of the day is Red Rock Resources, which didn't expect to cover again for one or two reasons, but it seems to have bounced back with flying colours at the moment. We've got a nice uptrend line there from March. I'm seeing over the recent weeks the share price start to accelerate to the upside. Just how far we could fly here is suggested by the upper parallel of that March support line, currently heading towards 0.8 pence. And the upside valid while we hold above the top of that triangle, the broken triangle there from January at 0.4 pence. So above 0.4, looking towards 0.8, 0.85 there for Red Rock Resources. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.